I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Time to head to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Rizzo, President and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well.
Where are you? You sound like you're outside somewhere.
He's driving.
I'm driving to the ballpark, baby.
Oh, that's right. Good. Noon start. I'll be there.
Early start today.
Yep.
Nice. I'll be hanging out with Kenny Wood, James' father.
Nice. Good company.
I might even knock on your suite door.
I'll be there.
Always welcome.
Get some free food.
Hey, Mike, before we talk Nats, I wanted to ask you kind of like a macro question personnel-wise. So we just saw the report about an hour ago that it looks like George Pickens is on the move from the Steelers to the Cowboys in the NFL. How do you weigh a guy's talent with his kind of being
toxic,
mercurial, and could be weird to the clubhouse? I think I kind of know your answer here. I know that you value character pretty highly, but how do you do that balance between character and the talent that a certain guy could bring to your ball club?
Well, I think you have to really weigh what's your clubhouse leadership group all about. You know what I mean? I think that there's certainly a conversation with those people before you do any type of move like that. It certainly would be, you know, if I were making them. The decisions that your leadership group will have to weigh in if this guy they think they can accept him in the clubhouse and that type of thing, and his talent level has to extremely outweigh the baggage that he brings to a locker room or a clubhouse. And if all those boxes are checked and everyone's on board with it, then you go with it.
Okay. I want to get Mike's perspective on it. Does that make sense?
Is Davey a hard ass with that kind of thing?
Oh no, Davey. I mean, Davey's a player's guy. They love him. He runs a beautiful clubhouse. I think that you could see the chemistry and the character have always been there, regardless of our record. You know, they're always playing hard. They're always playing for each other and that type of thing. Davey's the type of manager that can. Kind of mold into a clubhouse a person that has had some issues elsewhere and make it work. So I mean, Davey does a great job of doing that. Kind of mending the personality groups inside the clubhouse.
So yesterday, split with the Cleveland Guardians in the doubleheader. Nice win in the opener 10-9. That was a wild seventh inning. Kind of give me your perspective on the top of the six. Not Jose Ferrer's best day. You guys give up six in the top of the seven, but come back and take the lead with four in the bottom of the seventh. 10 runs scored in that inning.
Yeah, the sixth with Ferrer was unfortunate and unlucky and didn't perform the way he's capable of it. First of all, you can't walk the leadoff hitter when you've got the lead in late in the games, and he knows that. And you give up six singles, two infield singles, a walk and a wild pitch. That's not a great performance. you know, Ferrer's a young kid. He's just learning how to be consistent out in the back end of that bullpen. He's a guy that, you know, fastball's 95 to 98. He's got a really good changeup, and he's got a good breaking pitch for left-handers. And, you know, he's going to continue to get the ball and grow in that role. And someday he's going to be a real force for us in the bullpen.
And then Finnegan, another save. He's got 12. I don't know where that ranks in the league. It's got to be near the top, if not at the top. But he's been really solid. I know he had that one bad outing a couple games ago, but, man, 12 saves. He was really sharp. And I think he threw a bunch of pitches. I know he gave up a couple hits. But just talk about Finnegan for the season so far.
Yeah, 12 out of 14 save opportunities. You know, he's been a solid rock for us back in the bullpen. You know, it's a skill set to, you know, be on the mound for the 27th out of a game. It's something that Finnegan's learned how to do very, very well. And you know, there's no illustrations on saves, man. It's just, you know, get the W no matter how you get it. And that's the job, because it's a difficult task. And there's not a lot of guys that can do it. And Finnegan, you know, he had 40-something saves last year. He's 12 out of 14 this year. You know, the best closers in the game give up, you know, blow saves and give up saves at times. He's been solid and really, really consistent for us, and kind of anchors the back end of that bullpen.
And J-Dub hit a line drive homer to right in the third to give you guys a 3-2 lead. He's got, you know, his double-digit home runs. His average is up to near 275. He's just the baller. I mean, he's just the real deal.
Yeah, he's a heck of a good player, man, and he's just scratching the surface. And, you know, he's learning the league and making adjustments to a league that is making adjustments to him. But when, you know, he's hitting balls 115, 116 miles an hour off the bat, and you know, that home run looked like it was about 6 feet off the ground the whole way, and right. it never fell. So so he's got a special skill set. He's 275 is fine, but his on base percentage is extremely high. He takes his walks. He's selective at the plate, and when he gets a ball in his happy zone, he unleashes on it, and usually when he hits the barrel, it goes a long way.
You know, Mike, let me ask you a scouting question, because I always like to pick your brain. So James is listed at 6'7", looks every bit 6'7", you know, whenever I've seen him. When you're scouting guys, like, for example, in football, at quarterback, they used to say, I don't know if they still do, because some of these guys are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but that, like, no quarterback over, like, 6'7", had ever really had, like, a big impact. There was almost, like, a point of diminishing returns, right, on their height. Is there one for hitters? There doesn't seem to be for pitchers. Is there one for hitters?
I think it's, you know, obviously it's, you know, each individual is different, but, you know, I think it takes, you have to take into account the athletic ability of the person and their size, because, you know, long levers in baseball is not conducive to, you know, to hitting successfully.
Right.
Oftentimes. And so, you know, you have to look at the, you know, the type of athlete that you're drafting to be an offensive player when they are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and that type of thing. You know, the Dave Winfields of the world are few and far between. And James is one of those athletes that although he has a long wingspan and long levers, he also has a propensity to pull his hands inside the baseball and impact the ball with the barrel of the bat quite often. So it's a unique skill set, it's something that is a testament to not only his athletic ability, but you know, the work that he puts in with Darnell and Chris Johnson is magnificent, because they worked extremely hard to make that swing as short and compact as you possibly can, being the body type that he has.
How big, because I don't know the answer, how big do they list Judge?
Judge is probably 6'7".
Wow.
You know, 6'7", 230.
Wow. And what he's doing is just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, you're looking at a Judge and an Ohtani who are big long levered guys that that are extremely successful.
They're unicorns,
and kind of
though.
Kind of freaks.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers Judge is putting up is just crazy. So Mike Soroka goes today. Noon start. He hasn't pitched since late March. Obviously, he was on the injured list. So talk about him, and what do you expect?
Yeah, we're gonna see where he's at in his comfort level on the mound. He hasn't pitched in a while, but he's had several rehab starts and looked and gotten better and better each and every outing, which is the plan. So we'll see where he's at and see how far he can go, and then take it from there. But his stuff was good in AAA. He punched out a lot of guys his last rehab start in AAA. So, that's kind of a sign that his fastball is hopping, his velocity is back to where we want it to be, and hopefully, the injuries are behind him and he could go on a nice long run of success for us.
So Brad Lord, you pulled up and he was replacing Mike in the rotation. He pitched the double second half of the doubleheader. Is he going to be sent down or is he going to the bullpen? What are you going to do with Brad?
Yeah, he'll probably go to the bullpen and be a multi-inning guy in the bullpen. We'll keep him as close to stretched out as possible in case we need another starter. We do have Cavelli doing a rehab start on Friday, so he should be able to help us in the near future in the big leagues. And we've got other guys that are close to being healthy at the big league levels to help the bullpen a little bit.
Is my guy Rutledge still up? I'm sorry. I should be keeping track better.
Rutledge is up. Yep.
Okay. Good.
You give us an update on JoJo Gray? Josiah Gray, of course, is recovering from the Tommy John.
Yeah, he's on schedule with his rehab, and just think 12 to 14 months after the surgery. So you're looking at sometime in September for JoJo for us to be thinking about where we're going to put him and what he's going to do. So he'll continue on his scheduled rehab and he's in West Palm grinding away and getting ready to come back and help us.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's get a win today, all right? Before you got a day off, I believe, tomorrow, and then the Cardinals come to town this weekend.
And you might stop by. You might knock on the door.
I might.
knock on the door. Knock on the door. I'll be there.
All right, bro.
Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks,
appreciate it. It's Mike Rizzo. Yep. Talk to you again next week. Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Brought to you by Main Street Bank. Chair local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. For more information, when we come back, we'll talk more Washington Capitals hockey. Brent Johnson, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network, he's going to join us next here on the...
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So you got to keep listening for your chance to win. Been doing a lot of Caps talk on the show today. It's all been brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Brent Johnson scheduled to join us. He's not with us yet, but hopefully he will be with us shortly.
So, I, when we had Joe B on, you know, right away I kind of asked him, you know, I gave him my negative Nelly perception. To me, and of course it's one game, but to me, it looks like bad matchup. And I was wondering, why are they favored? Why are they favored? I don't get it. And then we saw it like at firsthand. He was like, hey, don't panic. You're gonna, you know, they're going to do X, Y, Z. I still don't know why they didn't do that. They already knew this team. They played them four times.
Right.
They knew exactly. He even said it wasn't unexpected. We know what they do. They press out, essentially, the whole time. He equated it to like a cover zero blitz. And then, you know, when you do that, it makes yourselves more vulnerable. I get that. So hopefully we can exploit that. But everything they did, all their penalty kill stuff, mm-hmm. all their just pressure stuff. Carbs knew that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He 100% knew that.
Yeah.
They were 100% prepared for what they did.
They had a game plan.
My only response would be,
so why is it going to be different?
They were just better than the Caps up and down.
It might not be.
Yesterday. They were just a better team. The right. Caps were could have been ready, and they just faced a better team on that night. Now, hopefully Thursday night, the Caps look like that compared to Carolina. Like, the Caps are going to look better.
They might even, because, I mean, I don't think Brendan Moore would ever let them, like, rest on their laurels. Like, I don't see a scenario where that ever happens in life. But they basically already did their job, which is come in here and just
come in and get one.
Anything else is bonus. If they get two wins here, I mean, that's huge.
If they get the second one, they've cut your heart out and they've thrown it in the Potomac.
Yeah, it's not a great look if you lose both games at home and then you have to go down to Raleigh for two games in their building. Where Joe B pointed out, they won 31 games this year.
Yeah,
so they're tough to beat at home.
The Caps were very good on the road, but this is, you know,
it's a huge challenge.
You're not playing New Jersey here,
right?
You're playing Carolina,
not playing Montreal. This is a step up in competition.
Drabby, can you tell us what's going on with Brent Johnson? Because otherwise, maybe we can open up the lines. Drabby, what's going on with Brent? Is he not answering? Because we just move on. We'll just move on and open up the lines if people want to chime in.
We're trying to track him down. We told him 9:25.
We're efforting.
So he's got a minute.
But real quick.
Yeah.
Now Joe B's a little biased, but mm-hmm. Joe B did say he thought that the Caps would find a way to win game two, go down to Raleigh, split there, so find a way to win, and then it's a best of three series.
Joe seems pretty resolute that it's going to go six or seven games.
Now, based on what I saw last night, mm-hmm. I would be shocked if it went six or seven.
Right.
But, I mean, it could happen.
He knows more.
Sports isn't that predictable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? But he does know more. You're right. A lot more.
And just because Carolina looks like that in game one, that doesn't mean they're going to come out firing like that in game two.
But isn't that what they do, though?
Look exactly the same way. Like, can they do it to the same level of proficiency for, like, night after night? I just feel like that might have just been the peak Carolina Hurricanes experience. Now, if they can sustain that over six or seven games, they're going to win this series.
Correct.
I just feel like there are going to be ebbs and flows to their performance and their productivity, and hopefully the Caps can take advantage of that.
All right,
hopefully you see more of those breakouts like Protas had to score the goal last night.
I want to throw it out to callers. So 800-636-1067. I think JP put a poll out on the Junks account.
He did.
He's at one of his daughter's like graduation ceremony thingies. I don't know. And I think were you panicked or not? I think 66% early mm-hmm. on said they were panicked.
I'll check out the voting, see where it's at.
So I'm in the panicked group.
So look, this is the postseason. I get it. Teams step up and they're hungrier during the postseason. But to end the regular season, the Carolina Hurricanes, in their last eight games, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Detroit, lost pretty big, 5-3. Went to Boston, got pummeled, 5-1. got shut out at Buffalo, 3-0. Lost to the Caps here, 5-4 in the shootout. We already talked about that. Went to the Rangers and pummeled them. Lost to Toronto 4-1. Went up to Montreal, lost 4-2. Went to Ottawa, lost 7-5. All right,
that's the last regular season games?
Yes.
Because they were cruise control.
No, I get it. Look, I'm just, that's what I said. I prefaced it by saying that the teams, they view the postseason differently. But they weren't trying to lose these games. I mean, these teams, they can be beat.
Of course.
They can be beat. They were getting shellacked in most of those games.
It's Caps just
maybe the Caps are just built differently where they can't beat the Canes.
Sometimes I think there's bad matchups.
And these other teams were, but...
So right now on Twitter on the Drink Surfside poll of the day with the Caps losing game one of their second round series to the Canes, are you panicking that the Caps are in trouble? So far, 624 votes, 66%
It's panicked. Still locked in at 66%.
34% not panicked. And I ticked up the no because I voted no.
Mike Marr, panicked or not panicked?
Not a great start to the series, but let's pump the brakes. We'll see how game two goes. We're definitely playing behind the eight ball, though. We got to come out, punch him in the mouth. I need Tom Wilson to take a head off within the first 5 minutes.
It's 3M, measured Mike Marr.
All right.
I'm trying to be calculated.
I like it.
All right.
But it kind of does feel like a little bit that was our opportunity to steal one last night. And so pressure's on. Game two, if we lose, it's over.
Heavy metal, Chris, I want you to chime in. You said you're a hockey guy, used to play hockey.
I've been watching the Caps since the 80s, too. Yeah. I'm a longtime fan.
Go ahead. Come on.
I am stressed, not panicked. I'm stressed, not panicked. That's where I'm at.
That was a stressful game to watch last night.
How confident are you that they could turn this around and actually win the series on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think they can. Let's give them a 7.
Ooh, I like a 7. I was at about a 6.
Yeah. So
Chris is more optimistic.
I'm like at a 2.
Yeah, you're in a dark place.
I'm in a dark place.
You're not in a good place with the Caps right now.
Well, because we're not going to get faster. We're not going to outshoot them. We haven't ever.
Understood.
They're going to have the puck more than we do.
Even with all those things being said, the Caps had a chance to steal that game last night. They were right there.
Yeah.
Because Logan Thompson has been that good. Both against Montreal and last night.
It's a lot of pressure.
He was stellar last night.
It's a lot of pressure to say, you know what? The rest of us are just kind of old and it's a bad matchup, but you just stand on your head.
I'm sure when Carbs goes in, into the film room and he's pointing out with the laser pointer, and he said, all you guys are washed. Yeah, we're just going to rely on our goalie to make 50 saves tonight.
Tough ask. All right, let's go to Rob, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, are you panicked? Are you measured like Mike Marr? Rob,
I'm not panicked.
What's up?
I'm not panicked. I think we got a lot more to give. I think that we were lucky to be in the game, obviously. But, we got options. You know, it was one game, and we could go down and pick somebody up, Ethan Frank or LaPierre, somebody out of the AHL from the Bears, and give the young guy, Ryan Leonard, a break. I don't think we lost the game because of him. But I think, he's not playing quick. He might be fast, but he's not playing quick. You see him getting blown up a few times. He's not getting the puck deep. He's not getting the puck out.
Has his play dipped?
I wonder if he's like a little Dylan Cruzis right now.
Maybe so. The speed of the game is catching up to him.
Big adjustment.
It's a big adjustment.
He seems like he's assimilated pretty well, but the only goal that he scored was an empty netter.
Empty netter, correct.
A few games after he first was called up.
Yeah.
Well, what I noticed is,
look, he's 19.
What I notice is he's a physical presence out there. That jumps out at you. But
that's a good point because, Dylan Cruz, we talk about him all the time, dominated college baseball. All right. But now this is the real deal. Okay. And he struggled. Yeah. Maybe Ryan Leonard, who was a dominant college player at Boston College, that's why they drafted him 8th overall. Maybe now they're playing he's playing the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right.
These players are great players.
Yeah, and he's got, 15 or less games
he's a teenager of
NHL playing experience? So into the fire.
Yeah, maybe that's a good point. And that breakaway yesterday,
we don't have anybody that buries breakaways like that. Cakes, I'm sorry, we don't have
anybody?
Isn't McMichael pretty good at breakaways?
I'm not going to say we don't have anybody
We have a few guys. We can bury shots because we're snipers.
I think Willie can on occasion.
Mikey
definitely has that opportunity.
They're not slick. We're like bruisers, power.
Okay, but that's kind of the way the team's built.
Right. All right. Well, give me somebody slick. Give me somebody slick.
Okay.
TJ Oshie.
Call Chris Patrick. TJ Oshie's not walking through that door. If he is, he's going to be hunched over because his back's all banged up. I mean, I love the guy, but he's not coming back.
Let's go to John. Chevy Chase. John, what's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, John?
I just want to remind everybody that when we played Vegas in 2018, they were much faster and more skilled than our team. This is really going to come down to board battles and checking. Because fast teams like Carolina, you need to wear them down. And that's what the Panthers did last year when they swept them. They just punished them.
Right.
So I just want to remind
everybody. Why the hell didn't we do that last night?
I think now that they've seen something, I feel like they're more brick and mortar guys. I think now they'll respond a little bit better to what they saw. The biggest thing in this game that it's going to come down to in this series is zone exits, exiting our own zone. There's going to be a lot of pressure on defensemen to get the puck out. But you saw last night, you know, they have their D-men up on the blue line. And sometimes when you play it right, that turns into opportunities like Leonard had. We're going to get outshot. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not every shot is equal. Throwing a shot from the blue line onto net doesn't always go in. So the checking battle is where this series is going to be won and lost. And one last thing, if this team, this is the worst matchup for this team. I agree on that part. Mm-hmm. If this team can beat Carolina,
then they're off and
they
running.
Can win it all. Yeah. They can win it all if they beat Carolina. So thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John.
John Walton was on, I think, with Grant and Danny yesterday, and he basically said he thinks whoever wins this series has a great shot at winning the Stanley Cup. He thinks these two teams are that talented. So hopefully the Caps can reassess, plug what was wrong in game one, come out firing in game two, get a split, and make this a 6 or 7 game series. Because if they play like they did last night for multiple games, the series is going to get away from them with the quickness.
It's a must win, bro. That's what it is. It's a must have.
Game two, biggest game of the year.
Correct.
Let's go to, oh yeah, it doesn't get any
the bigger. The BGOTY.
Is it Ian? Is it, I don't know, Lon? I don't know how to pronounce your name, my friend.
Hey, it's Ian.
Ian.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, so let me jump in here. I think it's obviously a must win. Going down 0-2 with both home losses seems like just a daunting, daunting challenge. But I also think when we look at the transition between the regular season and the postseason every year in hockey, it's two different sports. And I think there was a lot of discussion and consternation about the odds of Washington's overall Stanley Cup chances. And I think it has to be brought up, their history under the Ovechkin era, regardless of the coaching, regardless of who the supporting cast has been. It's been a lot of first, second round exits outside of 2018. And I think that plays into the psyche here. Carolina is a team with no fear. They have a coach that really enjoys that like relentless dogfight attitude. And I think they feel like, if you're a Carolina fan, you're like, we barely beat a team when we dominated. We feel good, even better heading into game two than they did in game one. And so I think from that standpoint, Washington's in somewhat of trouble because they played poorly, had a chance to steal one, and Carolina's looking primed and ready for game two. So in that way, it's not death panic, but it's high, high level concern.
That is true.
So he's not quite okay. Thank you for the call. He's not quite at panic yet, but he's bordering on panic.
I mean, I think most people probably feel the same way.
Right.
You don't want to go down 0-2 at home and be forced to win two on the road.
I have faith in Coach Carbs. I think he's going to have this team looking completely different in game two than they looked in game one. I don't have an answer for why they looked so poor in game one. I can't explain it. They had 6 days of rest. I don't know.
It's not like it's a young team. It's a veteran team that knows what the playoffs are about.
Right.
Yep.
That's what was so shocking. What's he going to take? It's going to take like some sort of crazy Newt Rockne speech. I mean, these guys are pros. I don't know. I assume Woolley will come out there and start a fight within 3 minutes. I don't know what else to do.
I think very well could happen.
I think they'll be more aggressive and physical. But they've got to do they've got to do the hockey things better. You know,
right.
They got to be more. They got to be more concise.
They have to clear their zone better. They
playing hockey.
How about?
Because last night they weren't.
I mean, we talked with Joe B about this. Clear it along the boards, and I know that they're trying to prevent you from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No more passes in towards your goalie.
Yeah.
Let's eliminate those from the equation. We saw how that turned out last night. Turned out poorly.
Right.
Okay. Let's not do that anymore.
Right.
And somehow we have to figure out their penalty kill, because they were draped all over the Caps last night whenever the Caps had an opportunity. The Caps just couldn't. They could barely breathe when they were passing the puck around mm-hmm. on the power play. So that has to improve too. All right, our Caps talk throughout the playoffs is brought to you by our friends at Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com. Now, when we come back, we'll do some EB's entertainment page, and we'll give you a chance to win that $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So keep listening for your chance to win. EB is going to regale you with entertainment page stories.
He's going to
do it. Yeah, you're going to do that now, apparently.
All right. I've noticed I'm nasally for like a month now. I got to get rid of this.
Are you on any sort of like allergy meds or nasal spray?
No, nothing. This guy's been waiting it to work its way through, but.
Okay.
Getting a little bit tired of it.
You're going to work through like spring and summer, so best of luck to you.
Yeah. All right, EP, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Of course, you got to ask for Miriam. She's the general manager now. She's the top dog. She'll set you up with a great salesperson. Of course, if you want to check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, all you got to do is go to bmwfairfax.com. By the way, right now,
Heavy Metal Chris just played the Scorpions. He is banned from playing Rock You Like a Hurricane for as long as he is sitting in for Matt Valdez.
Gotcha.
Cannot play that song because, of course, Capitals are facing the Hurricanes.
That
song
is
on the forbidden list.
He wasn't thinking about that.
No, no, he didn't play that song.
I'm sorry.
Just, you know,
I played a different hit of theirs.
Yeah, just a gentle reminder. That's all.
He's also on my S list because he says he's not a fan of Bret Michaels.
Oh, well, then.
He's on the wrong show.
Well, then Heavy Metal Chris and I are going to have problems because that is my guy.
No, I know.
That is my boy.
Like, I don't hate him. I just don't care. Like, it's like, whatever.
He's like the nicest guy I've ever met.
Well, I'm not saying he's a bad person. Yeah. I just meant his music. Like, I don't care.
You just don't love the music.
I'm not even talking about him musically. He's salt of the earth human.
He also said Pamela Anderson wasn't a missile.
I didn't say that. I said she's not like some top 10 to me. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, in her prime. Not her at the Met Gala the other night.
Right.
She was looking
Apparently she looks like Bjork now or something.
Well, she's doing a thing like, listen, it's difficult to be a famous. First of all, I think it's difficult to be a woman in general with all this pressure we put on, you know, everyone to be hot. Not everybody can be hot like us, Cakes. It's so easy.
It's the cross that we bury.
But there's so much pressure.
This Brad Pitt hotness that we carry.
And then I think that, you know, obviously you reach a point where it's really hard. You got to put a lot of makeup to look so hot. She's just said, F it. She's punting.
Yeah, she's doing a different look.
She's punting, going the all natural look, and you don't even recognize her. Mm. My guess is that she's just turned everything off. It's over, Johnny. You know what I'm saying?
How old is she?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Late 50s?
Might even be 60 at this point. Mm. I'll look it up.
I think she used to be probably pretty saucy.
She might be a Mount Rushmore baddie.
57.
She's 57, yeah. I think the saucy days are over. I think she's probably more interested in probably just hanging out with the dogs.
Could be. I don't know.
Well, then why is she going to the Met Gala?
80s. Yeah, like a place to be seen.
80s.
I mean, she was in a very expensive dress. She was there last year looking fine. And I know her new bit is to not wear makeup, but it looks like she got her hair cut at Supercuts. It's all, I don't know what she's doing.
Hey, that can be a sponsor. Look out. What are you doing over there?
All right, I think we've talked about this before, but I can't remember. I know we've talked about Walter Goggins.
And
his receding hairline and all everything. And White Lotus, we talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with him and his co-star, Amy Lee Wood? Why are they saying there's some sort of...
Are they like an item in real life? I don't know. Is he married? I have no idea.
It seems like there's something
going on. Amy Lee Wood?
Yes. Amy, you spell it A-I-M-E-E. And apparently she walked the red carpet with Patrick Schwarzenegger, not with Goggins. I did kind of glance at it, but it seems like maybe, is there something going on with her and her co-star? Are they not like vibing?
They said they had a falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that they're smushing.
That's what I mean.
Fans have been speculating.
So what's going on? That's what I mean.
Speculating that Wood and Goggins are feuding after noticing that they unfollowed each other on Instagram after the season 3 finale of White Lotus.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never misinterpreted. I never suggested something was going on. I said something's going on.
And Walt Goggins has been married for 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's... But why do they, for lack of a better phrase, hate each other?
I don't know. I don't know.
Not everybody gets along.
I don't know the genesis of the rift.
Right.
You mentioned Patrick Schwarzenegger. Did you see who he was flirting with? He and Machine Gun Kelly were flirting with the same.
Yeah,
she's definitely an A-lister.
Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, but one of them, I think, did better than the other.
I'm not sure.
I thought I read somewhere.
I didn't see a scorecard.
They insinuated that one kind of maybe got rebuffed quicker and...
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see a scorecard.
Probably was MGK, if she was smart.
I mean, it looked like she had more convo. I can't believe my life has come to this. That was more conversation with MGK
really?
Than she did with Patrick Schwarzenegger.
I don't know, maybe it's a bad read by me. Although I did see our life is just pathetic when you just rely on like celebrity news.
Yeah.
I mean, how pathetic is life? But
Nobody should care about anything that happens.
I did see that he was like in the backseat of a car or something with the baby mama.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Okay.
And that they were who knows what's going on there? Is that just to see the kid, or is there some sort of reconciliation?
I have no idea.
Going on.
Unless Machine Gun Kelly's popping out a new pop punk hit, I don't really care about him and his exploits.
Are you a Machine Gun Kelly guy? Are you pro or?
I'm pro. I mean, he's got some hits. I don't know what to tell you. That guy can crank out some good tunes.
I couldn't name one of his hits.
But you've heard him.
Maybe.
No, you definitely heard him. Can you find, are you a Machine Gun Kelly guy? You
probably don't. There's no way the Heavy Metal Chris is a Machine Gun Kelly guy.
Way too poppy.
What's his biggest hit? And play it, and I'll tell you.
He would rather use a machine gun on Machine Gun Kelly than listen to
any of his music. Are there any metal guys that wear pink? Because Machine Gun Kelly wears pink.
I mean, if there are, Chris knows.
It makes me think of like Striper in the yellow or something, but pink, I don't know.
It's just you can't wear pink and be a metal guy, right?
You're wrong. Twisted Sister back in the day. Dee Snider used to
wear black.
Yeah,
Twisted Sister's a good pull on that.
Oh, he did.
He would have, like, his outfit was black and pink.
He's a really cheesy guy, though, Dee Snider.
He's a great entertainer, though.
I guess
Twisted Sister's pretty funny. Like they're entertaining, you know.
They're more cheesy, right? There's something cheesy about.
They were kind of making fun of like all the other bands that are like doing all their hair and wearing makeup, and they're like, "Well, we're just gonna come out like in drag and look ridiculous," and like it's kind of funny. I don't know. I like it.
Right.
Likes Machine Gun Kelly. I know that.
Did you see? Just speaking of celebrities, did you see the pictures of David Hasselhoff?
Did not.
He was in the airport, and it looked kind of pathetic. And the Daily Mail hyped it up and made it seem like he was on death's door because of all the decades of alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. But apparently, if you read into it, his family says he has definitely had decades of alcohol abuse that he regrets, but that he was being wheeled around because he has like an imminent like knee surgery.
Oh, okay.
But
so he's not getting wheeled around because he's riddled with booze.
He actually doesn't look horrible to me.
Okay,
but they were saying like how sad, pathetic it is, and and it was somebody in the family was like, I think the quote was knocking on death's door.
Well, that's from never a good quote.
The decades of drug and alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
How about Jennifer Anderson's house getting broken into?
We talked about that yesterday. Plowed into it.
The front gate. Yeah.
Did they determine if it was
Jimmy Wayne Carwile, not
was it
Carlisle,
just that guy
Carwile.
Lost his marbles and.
I mean, my guess is you got to be a little bit nutty if you run your car through a front gate of a Hollywood actress.
Right.
Because you're probably. The chances of her being there are pretty slim, although she was home.
Or getting to her. She's going to have layers of security.
She has her own security.
She has a gate already, like to keep people out.
Right. And I've actually been right outside that gate. I drove by her house.
I believe
it. You got a map to the stars house when you were out.
Well, we were out in California a few years ago. We just drove up through Bel Air, through the hills, and just wanted to. You can Google the addresses of their homes.
You have a better chance of seeing them though if you just go to their hotspots. Remember, like we went to Catch Up, whatever the Hyde was the hot club at the time.
Let's go to Ashton Kutcher's place, Catch Up. They have different spice ketchups.
I was just grasping that she was going to pull out to go to the spa right when we were driving up to her front gate.
Right.
Weirdo.
There was another place we went, the Ivy. We went and had lunch at the Ivy.
Yeah, we paid like $25 for a salad. Or I should say CBS Radio paid $25 for my salad. Saw zero celebrities.
Right.
Not a one.
That was a trip where we walked the red carpet for NBC and literally not one photographer took our picture.
No, nor should they have.
Right, because we were just there.
Because there were real stars there.
Yeah.
It was still fun.
Like stars from The
Office.
See
all The Office stars.
And Christian Slater was there. Like, why would they take our picture?
And Christian Slater was so insecure about his height that he had to stand on the couch.
That's right.
To take a picture with us.
He was annoying.
Well, when Jason walks by,
he was nice, but I thought he was insecure about his height.
He's height. Who was the one guy who hated us from The Office?
Oh, Creed. Creed Bratton. Hated your
guts,
especially.
He didn't like you because you were flirting with Laura Harden.
Oh,
that's a good story.
Oh, it was just me that he hated?
Yeah, I think it was mostly you.
Because you were overserved.
It was almost exclusively you.
Where did we go to have drinks before that?
Can't even remember. Not sure.
Was there a cocktail party before?
Probably in your hotel room. Because I believe you snuck vodka.
He was bringing a big handle of vodka up and down the hallways. Yeah. Yeah. All right, you know where you can get drinks? Metropolitan Hospitality Group. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You score a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio, Grill, Salt, El Bebe, and more. Go to thefandc.com/contest for more information. We'll see you again tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley. They're up next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.